When my four sons were at home, and they were little boys, I knew that my job as their father was to prepare these little boys to someday function as men. Of course, when they were little boys, they couldn't understand or grasp what it would mean someday to be a fully adult man, and what it would mean to lead a family and to be a husband, to be a father, and so forth. So I had to put the training into them in concepts that they could understand so that someday they would be able to draw back on those experiences and be the kind of men that they all turned out to be. That's exactly what God does with us. As I've said many times, we don't know what really it means to be human, genuinely human, and how to function as genuine humans in God's consummated kingdom. We're the little children. So God has to come up with a way to get the message through to us. What is this very thing we're being prepared for? Paul says this. We're being prepared to be the embodiment of God in His creation. We're the access point. We're how God deals with things. We're the physical manifestation of God in His world. He made the one who didn't know sin to be sin for us. Why? So that we might become the rightness of God. We become the rightness of God in His world. That's what we're being prepared for. We're being prepared for that very thing. Embodied human beings working and functioning on a very physical earth, the new heaven and the new earth. That is our future. Physical bodies that we are going to inherit at the resurrection. How do I know that? Because Jesus is the first fruits. How do I know that? Because Jesus had a body that did amazing things post-resurrection. And we're being prepared so that we can handle those things. Think of it this way. God is developing our software right now so that we can handle the hardware that we're going to be given. God can't turn over these vessels and these vehicles that we're going to be unless we are prepared to handle those vessels and vehicles. I would no more put my young child into an automobile and expect her to be able to run it. God has to prepare us to deal with these things. We're being prepared to run a body that is made to handle God's new world. We're being prepared to run a body that has powers that are way beyond our ability to comprehend right now. Yes, we have to grab this as God's people. We have to have a very robust theology about physiology. We're destined to be what God said in Genesis chapter 1. We're destined to reign, rule, and have dominion over a new creation, over a new heaven and new earth. So we're being prepared. Paul says, the one who's preparing us for this very thing, this physical resurrection. And how does he prepare us? He gives us the Spirit. He gives us the Spirit as a down payment. So that Spirit starts to do something to us, starts to develop our software so that we're ready to run the hardware someday. And that preparation starts now. The investor, God, who wants to fully own us someday, who wants to fully have us function for His purpose someday, He starts to invest more and more into our lives until someday we are fully owned by Him. He puts His Spirit into His people. That Spirit then animates us. What would the rightness of God look like? The Beatitudes are a cascading sketch or sequence of what happens in a life when the Holy Spirit starts to work. The Beatitudes are a ladder. Bottom rung, poverty of spirit. That's where the down payment's made. That's how the Holy Spirit starts in our lives. Poverty of spirit. Top of the ladder. Fully used by God. Sons and daughters of God. The Beatitudes are our master, our Lord and Master, being a sketch artist. And He's starting out with the very rudimentary design of what the rightness of God looks like in flesh. What does that actually mean? He starts to paint this picture of a fully functioning man or woman of God who brings God's rightness into the world. This is Jesus's seminal teaching on what the regenerated life looks like. What are the characteristics of the regenerated life? God needs us to enter the fray. God is calling us to enter that fray. God needs us to enter that fray. God Himself intervenes in people's lives in and through men and women of God who are willing to get in there and do it. This is the Beatitudes. because we're going into a world that is in chaos. We're going into a world that has such a need for men and women willing to do it. Your salvation, your faith, your forgiveness is for God's own use, not yours. You were bought with a price, and you are to be used by God.